Could the secretary please read the Sunshine Act and call the board? He's got some. Here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I'll do is I'll read the tentative schedule we have in front of us. Just raise your hand to let us know you're here, please. 10 Roma Street. 255 Center Street. 180 Center Street. Franklin and Kingsland. Maybe a little late.
No, that's
me. Is there anyone here? Well, we'll ask that question in a little bit. 85 Brookline Avenue. Ed? 264 Prospect.
That's
104 Mountain View. West Berg Avenue. Okay. Well, he's postponed, so he's... Call it out? Yeah, I called. No?
Site plan for...
I'm sorry, I apologize. 355 Passaic Avenue is here. Right, does that cover all that? Is there anyone I did not call? Alrighty. Would the secretary please... ...serve denial... 10 Roma Street and 10 microphone.
Dear Mr. Armando, your request for a driveway permit to widen the existing legal nonconforming driveway in front of a two-family home and not in front of a garage at the above-referenced premises, as shown in the survey submitted dated October 20, 2010, is denied for the following reasons. Property is located in an R2 district as shown on the Nutley Zoning Map, Chapter 700, Article 13. Section 700-94A1 of the Codes of Nutley states a driveway shall consist of the area directly opposite an attached garage. However, if there is no garage, a driveway not to exceed 16 feet in width from the side lot line may be constructed. Applicant advises that this is an existing two-family home with two bedrooms in each apartment and a total of seven cars between them.
Would you raise your right hand before you swear? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Yes.
All right. We postponed this one from our last hearing. Have you come up with anything new or a different approach?
Yes. I've come up with some.
Tell us.
Speak louder. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I come up with another proposal that I would like the committee to reconsider. And since then, there will also be a five-car parking lot. There will be no seven cars, okay, which would reduce the amount. I know that sort of didn't sit well with you, the amount of cars. And I do have something on the survey that I have drawn in that I would like the panel to consider. And it has reduced the size of the parking lot quite a bit. And there's two sections that are still in yellow, when you look at it, that I would like to keep. And the section in green, which is no longer going to be part of the driveway. And if you would consider looking at it.
Do you have enough for each member? If not, please give that to the secretary.
Pardon me?
Do you have one for each member? If not, give that to the secretary.
No, I have one, sir.
Mark that as exhibit. Further, you want to tell us?
And again, my comments are, if there's anything that I could do that would satisfy the committee other than what I proposed, I'd gladly do it and turn that other part, large portion of it, back into grass, because I know that was an issue too about the amount of greenery.
While we're waiting for it, is there any questions, board members, for the
There's two sections there, just to clarify it, that I'd like to keep, if that were possible.
While we're looking at it, can you explain what you're trying to achieve?
Pardon me?
Can you explain to us while we're looking at the picture what you're trying to achieve?
Okay. Part with the green stripes is going to be eliminated and turned into grass again. And the two sections with the yellow, I'd like to add to the non-conforming existing driveway. And again, the amount of cars have been reduced.
Number of cars parking to 5.
Yes, sir.
From 7.
Yes, sir.
So you want to leave the curb cut the way it is, and you want to blacktop the entire area from property line over to where you're going to plant some grass. And I really don't understand how 5 cars are going to park there.
Well, I'm not changing the curb cut. The part that's already blacktopped, I'm just either leave it as gravel, those two sections, or blacktop them, whatever you prefer.
I don't understand how 5 cars are going to park there.
I'm pretty sure I can get them in.
You're parking your entire front yard. At the last meeting, we had given you a suggestion as to how to make this more appealing.
I can't go along with that other plan. It doesn't work for me. I'd like you to consider this new plan.
Questions? Applicant?
Can you just explain the...
Pardon me?
Can you just please explain the... how you would line the cars up? I assume it would be, what, 2 in the driveway and then 3 perpendicular, or 3 parallel with the street and 2?
Perpendicular. Well, 3 head-on.
3 along the new area.
Right, and
side by side.
2 to the side, to the left side, looking at it from the street on an angle.
Five cars will fit there.
Yes, sir.
I guess our issue, or my issue, is your entire front yard is parking lot, and okay. So you didn't go back and take the recommendations. So
there's plenty of grass as it is now, and then I'm going to add more grass to it by just putting in those two little pieces. I mean, I'm really not enlarging the existing parking lot that much.
Right, but...
Right, and you keep calling it a parking lot, and that's exactly what you're creating.
Parking area, for lack of another word.
Not a parking lot.
Parking area.
So basically what you're proposing is a parking area...
Yes.
In front of the entire area of the house. And that's where I have a tough time, just even considering how this is appealing to the neighborhood, to the area, and as a standard for the town. This is so contrary to what everybody else does in town, so...
Well, it's because of the way that the current house is situated. Years ago, the front of the house was Frank Pacing Park Avenue, which it still is. I mean, even though it's Roma Street where you're pulling in on the curb cut,
you have an opportunity to create what everybody else has, which is a driveway on the side, and actually you can fit 8 cars on it. You're just choosing not to. That's fundamentally what the issue here is.
I'm not understanding you. Could you repeat that, please?
I said you have an opportunity to create a driveway on the side, like everybody else in town, and park 8 cars there, 4 next to 4. You're just choosing not to. I mean, that's the fundamental issue.
I'm not just choosing not to. I don't think that pulling cars in and out, jockeying, really helps my situation or the tenants, where you've got to move every car every time somebody's got to go out. You have to ring their doorbell.
That's the reality of not having a parking lot in your property.
Pardon me?
That's the reality of not having a parking lot in your property.
Well, that's the existing way. That's why I'm here for a variance or a special circumstances of the way the house sits on the property. And I have no other...
Serge, do you have a suggestion where he should put the parking, please? Well, give it to us again, please.
Ask a question?
Sir, excuse me.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
This property was subdivided?
Not to my knowledge. I purchased it about 2 years ago, and that's the way it stands. It was never subdivided as far as I know. And the previous owner owned it for a long time, so that was the size of the property.
So the front of your house is facing Park Avenue?
Correct.
So it's turned sideways onto your lot?
Yeah, because the house is, I'm guessing, about 100 years old, and the houses that are now, we'll call it, in front of the building have been built within the last 40, 50 years. So the front of my house is not facing, it's still facing Park Avenue, but the driveway has changed. Years ago, the driveway came in from Park Avenue, from what I understand. And now it's not coming in that way because other properties are built there. And that's what the unusual circumstance is.
Thank you.
Mr. Armando, would you take a look at this, please?
Sure.
Question.
I don't think I can deal with this plan. And where the cars were drawn in on my original sketch is not the way they would be parking. Can I change that and present it to you? Because that's not what I interpreted.
Oh, that's a suggestion that's being made.
This suggestion, yes, I realize that. But my suggestion, when I was going to cut back the parking lot, parking area, as this is not the way the cars were parked. And none of them would have to move, but I don't know if you want me to redraw it on that area.
If you would,
I can.
Your framed shed.
Pardon me?
Locate your shed.
Yeah.
You have an entrance both on Roma and over that other street.
I don't think so. No. Those properties have all since been built. You know, houses and things have been built. I can't get through to Park Avenue from here, from that area. The only entrance to the property would be on Roma Street itself. Yep.
Further questions?
I understand, what I think my colleagues have suggested is, you know, a driveway that goes from Roma towards that shed, is that right?
That's what I understand, yes.
Yeah, it's what we, that's what we talked about last time. And is your prime or only objection to that the fact that, you know, tenant A will have the left side, tenant B would have the right side, and they'd have to juggle cars occasionally? Is that the problem there? Because that's what I do at my house.
Yes, that's a problem, but I don't honestly see anything that would aesthetically be any better with this setup than what I have, with a whole lot of cars being parked. They're still in the front of the house, but to the side of the house. They're still on the same property. You know what I mean? The same area to the left of the property in the front of the house. I mean, I just can't buy it. I don't know. Doesn't work for me.
Okay. I've hit an impasse. Any further questions for any board? Hearing none. Is there anyone in the audience?
Yeah. No, they want to remove all this blacktop.
But that was...
No, that's not changing.
That's not... No. Was originally...
Yeah, there. That won't change. And I want to make a comment it's relevant, but it's not to the code. That since I've owned this property, it's been aesthetically upgraded tremendously, and I'm proud to say it's probably the nicest looking property, even with the cars parked in front of it, like it had been for years anyway. And all the properties on Roma and Humbert Street in that area. I mean, I am a good landlord. I take care of my properties, and I make sure everything looks intact and in place. And if anybody has gone by there, I'm sure you can say the same thing. And even with the cars parked the way they are, it still looks great.
That most members have been to the property. We are charged with finding a hardship.
Yes, sir.
For the property.
And my hardship is the location of the house, that way it's placed on the property.
There is quite a bit of additional land around it. All right. We're gaining nothing by going over the same.
Okay, but, you know, I had to express myself.
Anything further at all?
No, I don't.
Is there anyone in the audience who wants to be heard in favor of granting this variance? The opposition to the granting of this? Hearing none, have the board members reached a decision? If so, may I have a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the denial of this variance for 10 Roma Street. The applicant is requesting something that is not in keeping with the zone plan in Nutley. There is additional space to provide the parking he's requesting without parking in front of the house, which we not do in Nutley. So for that reason and any other reasons, I'd like to make a motion for a denial of this.
We have a second. Pull the board.
Yes.
My vote is yes for the letter. Variance has been denied. Now, have the opportunity to go down. Fill this if you'd like.
What is this? Where's the court?
Superior Court in Newark. You should know the time frame that you must get. Resolution to be memorialized at the next meeting, printed in the newspaper. Board.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The decision of the board will be put into a written resolution to be memorialized at our next meeting in June. At that point, then, it'll be reported in the newspaper, the decision of the board. You'll have 45 days from the date that it's in the newspaper to file an appeal at the in the Superior Court of New Jersey.
I still can't agree with the decision where that would aesthetically help this whole thing, because to me the whole question is aesthetics. Could anybody really tell me that? I mean, explain that to me. Whether we have five cars parked a little bit to the left of the front of the house or in front of that existing driveway, which has been for years. We're done?
Okay, next up on the is 255 Center Street.
That,
yeah, Ms. Brown is no longer sitting on this. You want the letter of denial read?
We don't need that, Mr. Chairman. We're here to ask for a withdrawal of this application with prejudice. I have Mrs. Hong with me, and she agrees with this procedural step.
Okay. I'll ask for a motion to dismiss the application at 255 Center Street. Block 7301, Lot 3, without prejudice.
Without prejudice. Thank you, sir.
All right, second, please. Pull the board.
Yes.
Mrs.
Yes, you will notify the building department?
I will, Your Honor. We have a tenant in there that we're giving notice to, and I will be reporting this, as will counsel, tomorrow to the construction code department.
Your intention to remove the...
Yes, what happened here is that I can give the board a very brief background now that the vote is done. Mr. Spezio issued a whole series of permits for Mrs. Hong to take a storage space and convert it into a small unit for an on-site super. What did not happen is a certificate of occupancy was not issued, and all the procedures sort of got lost in the shuffle with Mr. Spezio, which was picked up with Mr. Intendola. So we've been working with the construction office, and this space will go back to storage space. And then in the future, Mrs. Hong will have the right, if she wants to do a full-blown application, getting a surveyor, doing a site plan, bringing an architect and a planner, to see if she would like to ask this board to approve the space, which has to be redesigned.
Okay.
So that's the purpose for the tour without prejudice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's correct.
Secretary, please read the letter of denial.
Dear Mr. DiBiase, your request on behalf of your client, Mr. Michael DeJoseph, to leave as altered the number of dwelling units from 5 to 6 as per the plans prepared by William Godsell and Associates, dated November 6, 2006, at the above-referenced premises, is denied for the following reason. The property is located in B3 District, as shown on the Nutley zoning map. Chapter 700, Article 5, Section 700-17 of the Codes of Nutley prohibits a garden apartment in a B3 District. Chapter 700, Article 9, Section 700-53 of the Codes of Nutley requires usable open space of 400 square feet per dwelling unit with an additional 50 square feet of outdoor play area for children per dwelling unit containing 3 or more rooms. None is provided on the property. Chapter 700, Article 8, Section 700-46 of the Codes of Nutley, the schedule entitled Schedule of Regulations as to Bulk, Height, and Other Requirements, requires a garden apartment to comply with the following schedule in a B3 zoning district. Chart indicates variances required for lot area, width, area per dwelling unit, front setback, side setback, stories, height, lot coverage, and impermeable coverage. Chapter 700, Article 16, Section 700-113A of the Codes of Nutley states, no nonconforming use, nor structure, nor any lawful use on a nonconforming lot shall be enlarged, extended, reconstructed, or structurally altered, except that such structure or use may be structurally altered to correct an unsafe condition. Nonconforming structure or a lawful structure on a nonconforming lot may be restored or repaired in the event of partial destruction thereof. Chapter 700, Article 13, Section 700-96 of the Codes of Nutley prohibits parking within 10 feet of the street right-of-way. Space number 1 is in violation. Also, the setback from any other lot line shall be 5 feet. Spaces 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are in violation. Chapter 700, Article 13, Section 700-98 of the Codes of Nutley requires a landscape buffer strip at least 6 feet in width, having plantings at least 3 feet high, where any parking area adjoins a lot in an R district. Applicant advises that the existing office space, which had previously been a residential apartment, was converted back to a residential apartment pursuant to township permits, which were subsequently found to be invalid.
Thank you, sir. Mr. DiBiase, witness going to give...
Yes, this is Michael DeJoseph, the owner of the property, and I'd like to give a brief opening statement on this, and then if we could have Mr. DeJoseph sworn, that would be helpful.
Fine. Mr. Joseph, please give us your full name and your address. Spell your last name for the
Michael DeJoseph, it's D-E, capital J-O-S-E-P-H. I live at...
Right hand, sir. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, this is a case that the applicant will present to the board under the theory of reliance. This board knows that when Mr. Spezio retired and Mr. Intendola reactivated his position in town, that many properties and files were reviewed. And one of the files that was reviewed was Mr. DeJoseph's file. I have personal involvement in this case going back to 2002 when I represented Mr. DeJoseph after he had bought the property, and I presented an application to this board with him to convert, which was an unoccupied residential unit, to office space. And this board at that time granted that variance, and the space was actually converted to an office. Within the next 2 years, Mr. DeJoseph's business grew to a point where it was not comfortable for him to remain on this site on Passaic Avenue. And he found a property that suited his business needs outside the township of Nutley. Without counsel and without my knowing about this until Mr. DeJoseph recently retained us in order to give clarity to the situation, Mr. DeJoseph went to Mr. Spezio about 2 years after I had presented the variance and explained to him that his business was growing, that he found a property better suited out of town, and that he wanted to reconvert the office back to residential space that would conform and actually support what the parameters were for an apartment in 2004. We have a very decisive paper trail that we will be presenting to you. We have every building permit that Mr. Spezio gave. We actually have the filed plans that Mr. Spezio approved, and then the construction took place according to the plans, according to the building permits, and then according to the inspections that were made, which ultimately led into a document that Mr. Spezio issued saying that all construction was done properly. At that time, our client advertised for a tenant. A tenant moved in. Our client then, on an annual basis, filed with the Township of Nutley an amended rent schedule, now showing instead of 5 residential units and 1 commercial unit, 6 residential units. And he did that for the consecutive years of 2008, 2009, 2010, and so forth. And we'll be asking the board to look at that documentation. In addition to that, because this was a multifamily, our client had the Department of Community Affairs come in and do the 5-year inspection, and we have that certificate which shows that the property was reviewed by the state and approved by the state as 6 residential units. When Mr. DeJoseph received this letter 5 years later, 4.5 years later, he was beyond shocked, and he will tell you also confused, and then anger sent in when he was told that in fact whatever had been done in the past did not count, and that he would have to go in front of the Board of Adjustment in order to present the evidence that I'm going to, and trust that the Board of Adjustment would be able to redo what Mr. Spezio did administratively. And that's the very complicated background of this application. And with the board's permission, we will start to actually give the documentation that I've referred to. Mr. DeJoseph, you've heard the comments that I've made. You have to say yes. You have to speak in. Yes. testing. And are you in a position to ratify the comments that I've made while you were under oath, the history that I gave?
Yes, sir.
You heard one of these statements that I made to the board refer to a plan that you gave to Mr. Spezio and that he approved. Do you have that plan with you?
Yes, I do.
And as you take out that plan, the back of the plan actually has stamped approval and also Mr. Spezio's initials on that. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. And it's dated March 1st, 07.
Can we have this marked, please? Now, from 2002, when you and I were here and the board granted your variance to go from what was a residential unit to your business, how long did that stay as your business? Before you approximated in my office, about 2 years, a little longer?
Yes. Okay.
And what was the reason why you made a determination to move out of Nutley?
Well, you know, I had a presence in Nutley. I had a lot of customers there, and we just outgrew the space. I had my employees were parking on the side street. You know, we had Tucci's pool place next door. We just outgrew it, and it just wasn't working for the neighborhood either. So I had found a building in Little Falls that suited my business. I purchased it, and at the time I approached the building inspector at the time was Bill Spezio, and I asked him what I needed to do to, you know, if I could bring it back to an apartment. And he said to get plans drawn up, he would review them, and he would let me know. So, you know, I received the phone call from him to apply for the necessary permits, which I did. And I went through the whole process, and, you know, like, and rented the apartment's been rented now for 5 years, 4 years. And I, like I said, I've been, you know, sending in rent rosters every year. So I'm really surprised at getting a letter like that, knowing that I did everything by the book, always have, and, you know, tried to conform to, you know, the rules and regulations of the Township of Nutley.
Well, let's go through now the paperwork so we can prove to the board that you did follow the instructions given to you by the construction department. Do you have copies of the permits?
I have copies of all the permits that were issued to me.
And let's take each permit in sequence. What is the first permit that you have? What does it represent?
First permit is a plumbing permit that represents a water heater going in. Because it was an office prior, it didn't have a hot water heater, so I got a permit to do that. Then I got a permit to renovate a bathroom renovation and a kitchen renovation. And I also have a fire subcode permit for the necessary smoke and fire alarms. And then I also have another permit, electrical subcode permit, you know, for the lighting and general receptacles in the building. There was also another plumbing permit for a bathtub, a lavatory, two sinks, and the gas piping that was involved with that type of job. I also have the receipts.
Let's just hold it in this sequence for 1 second, please. And Mr. Chairman, may we at least pass the package of permits and have them marked?
Just a minute.
You want me to? I might. Building, when you purchased it, 6 apartment units, correct? And that was pre-existing and acceptable for where it was located when you bought it. You didn't have to come in and get a variance to do that. That was how it existed. So all you did at that time was to change one of those units to commercial, and then it seems like to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the code official thought it was okay to revert back to the 6 dwelling units that it originally was and was approved in that space as a pre-existing non-conforming use.
That's the case.
That is the correct case.
I'm looking at this kind of such case versus Borough of Verona, 41 NJ Super, 89. And that case says if it's reasonable for a code official to have granted a permit based upon his understanding and it facts support
that reasonable interpretation that the code official did, that you're just reverting the apartment use back to the way it had previously been approved, then that can establish your reliance argument. Is that where we are?
That's exactly what we're relying on, and I'm glad you cited the case now. We were going to do it at the end of the presentation. And we're also trying to create a record for all of us to have cover to show that we actually have the paperwork. What our office did was go to the township and found the township's file. The township has been moving files, and their file was not as complete as Mr. DeJoseph. So we were very fortunate that Mr. DeJoseph had documentation that the township file did not have.
I'd also like to point out to the board that in that Janicich case, at that point, a permit had been issued, and then it was challenged before any work had started to be done, but the CO had not issued. Here, you've got a CO issuing 10 years later. So I also forwarded to the board in anticipation of problems a paragraph from Cox that talks about how you deal with longstanding issues that have been there and that are then only covered later, many years.
Yes.
I actually think this is even more under the Janicich case.
And I appreciate the dialogue we're having. I want the board to know that the board knows that I practice what I call no-spin law. And the reason why I recommended to Mrs. Hong to pull her application is that she was not able to come up with the kind of detail that we had here. And based upon that, there was just not enough existing proof for her case to go forward. This case with Mr. DeJoseph is really all four squares with the law, plus we have the backup documentation on this. May we have, create the record, Mr. Chairman, will we have?
We'll take your documentation, but does any board member have a question?
I just have one question. I know I've been walking by this building for 11 years, and 11 years, 10 years, 9 years ago, there was planting in the front, as shown on the drawing, and then all of a sudden it got concreted over. Can you explain why that happened?
I filled the front up with these beautiful flowers, and somebody stole them. Right off Passaic Avenue. I didn't put them back anymore. And out of fact, I even had my tenants there say to me what happened to them, because they were in big, beautiful flower pots that were on each side of the door. And I just came by one day, and somebody had stolen them, so I've never put them back.
Mr. Chairman, we could also, if you'd like further documentation, we can give the annual rent law list that we have filed with the township disclosing the change.
No.
Okay, then based upon that, if there's any other documentation, otherwise we do rely on the cases council has submitted.
I have a question for Mr. Storage building in the back, was that part of the original application or was that built subsequent?
No, that was part of the building when I bought.
Part of the original
building. Yeah, it's been there as old as the building.
What do you put in it?
Right now, there's nothing in it.
You're going to use it for parking requirements?
Right now, I don't have any. I have nothing inside it right now.
Storage of.
Right now, I have a car that I own. It sits in there. It's an antique car, and I just. What I put in there, that's the only thing that's in there, outside of a snowblower, whatever I need to maintain.
Not going to store plumbing supplies?
There's nothing related to my business existing in that building.
All right.
That rests our presentation, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone in the audience who wants to be heard in favor of granting the opposition to the grant? Please come to the microphone and let her. Would you take a seat, Mr. DeJoseph?
Hello.
What's your full name, spell your last name, and your address, please?
It's Marion DeFeo, D-E-F-E-O, 15 Enclosure.
Raise your right hand, please. Tell me, swear the testimony you're about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Tell us what you have to say.
Okay, when I went down to check the plans, I wasn't sure that storage unit, it looks like this parking space is drawn on top of it. I didn't understand that drawing.
The applicant, from my knowledge, using it to meet parking requirement by putting two cars.
Is that little storage unit coming down?
No, it's staying, to my knowledge. There's been no indication from him that it's coming down. It's going to be parking cars. Now, monitor that, but we have to take
it. You know, because it doesn't look like a garage to me. It looked like the way the cars were configured. It just looked like they were going to be pulled in directly rather than going to the side. It was hard to understand.
The way he's been using
it. Okay.
Way that you, am I correct here? Way that it been laid out and the way they've been parking is the way that they want to continue.
Okay.
That is correct.
And there's 8 parking spaces. Is that what's there? Okay. All right, thank you.
Don't go away. Stay there at the mic. Are there any questions of the... Ma'am, give us your full name, your address, and spell your last name.
My name is Anne Ruteman. I live 11 Enclosure. Ruteman is spelled R-U-I-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Your right hand, please. About to give us the truth.
I do. My property in the back, the whole site of the rear, borders Mr. DeFeo's property. And I find that it is very neglected. He had put gravel before the asphalting, all the gravel. Part of it, at least, came into my backyard. I went to check the other day. There's a big pit almost behind the parking spaces. You practically break your neck in there, filled with gravel, which eventually will come down to my property. He has a rickety fence. It's partially opened, and it is really a mess.
I was to the it's very, very presentable as a site and in the area. Now, there is a with the gravel from the rain.
Yes, and there is no buffer.
Have you brought that to Mr. D. Joseph's attention?
No, but he knows I am annoyed at times.
Maybe if you did, he may address the problem.
No. When the snow was being blown in my backyard, I yelled out of the window, and he asked the fellow who was blowing the snow, "What's the matter?" The fellow told him, "Oh, jeez." So there's no need talking to him.
All right. Well, are there any... Are there any questions of the witness? Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Yazzie? Would you comment upon the snow blowing and the gravel that is run off the property?
Yes, Mr. Joseph.
I had a new blacktop put on about 2 years ago. I re-blacktopped the driveway, got the necessary permits. Just when they built the doctor's office next door to me, they converted Tucci's pool place. So simultaneously, we both blacktopped our driveways. What the lady's talking about is completely in the rear of my property. Some of the blacktop caved in and some stone is washing down in the back. The fence in that back area, where it's in good shape, it is starting to fall down, and I am already making plans with Jan Fence to repair that.
You'll address the gravel that is...
Yeah, what's going to happen is what she's describing as her property, that's 2 feet of that property behind that fence belongs to me, but I understand that it is an eyesore on her property, and in the past, I've had her to my property, and I've done, you know, whatever I can to, you know, keep my neighbors happy that are around me, because I do understand it's a residential neighborhood, a beautiful residential neighborhood. If you have gone by my property or even went inside, you can eat off the floors inside that building. And if she has a problem, if she would just ask me, I would take care of it.
I think she's asking us, so we'll take care of it.
But as far as with the snow, sir, that was during one of the big snowstorms. I was blowing snow, and it went over her fence, and, you know, she came out and she yelled at me, and I did say something to her like, you know, gee, thank you for being such a great neighbor.
Okay, as a neighbor abutting the residential, the enclosure, you have two areas of responsibility that will take your word and will address in a positive manner. Any other questions of the... Okay. Come to the microphone, ma'am. Joseph, please step aside. Thank you.
Also, when Dr. Alessio bought her property there, some reason or another, the property line changed. So Mr. D. Joseph got 2 extra feet of property, which is he supposed to close off. No, this was never done. And instead, the leaves are blown through the opening.
Excuse me. You're asking us to comment or something about a property line. It's not within our...
No, no. But I imagine if there are more parking spaces, that the problems are going to get bigger.
I don't know. Okay, understood.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come up, please.
I submit to the board on the proofs that we submitted on the case law.
Okay. Again, has the board reached a decision? If so, may I have a motion, please, either grant or deny this application.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move for the granting of this variance for the reasons, the case law that was mentioned by our attorney. There seems to be a trail of approvals in the town, and in order to set the record right and for other such reasons that brought forth.
May I have a second, please? Second. Secretary, please call the board.
Yes.
Yes. Variance has been granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, board members.
Is that an incident?
Next is 180-184 Center Street site plan approval.
And that's already to you, Mr. Chairman.
Would the secretary, when he's ready, please read a letter of denial?
Dear Mr. DiBiase, your request on behalf of your client, Mr. Yuri Abramo of Maltzen Properties, to review the site plan application consisting of pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.01, and 6.02, dated October 5, 2011, prepared by Negley Engineering and Architectural Plan A-3A, revised April 14, 2011, prepared by Robert Schuster Architect, to erect two mixed-use buildings for the above-referenced property, has been reviewed with the following comments. Checklist F-27 requires a floor plan of both buildings with front, rear, and side elevations drawn to scale. A previous application for major subdivision and use variance was approved May 16, 2011, with stipulation that roof design, solar panels, textures, materials, and colors be decided at the site plan hearing.
Excuse me. Would you please leave the... Please take it outside. Thank you. Sorry, Tom. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Thomas DiBiase, 345 Center Street in Nutley, representing the applicant. May we have our architect sworn, please? Robert Schuster.
Address, spell your last name for the secretary.
Robert Schuster, architect, 98 Lincoln Avenue, Staten Island, New York. Last name Schuster, S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R.
Right hand, Mr. Schuster. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Mr. Schuster, you were part of the original application when we were in front of this board for a use variance. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
And you were the architect. We're going to have to buddy up on this. And you were the architect for the project during that phase?
That is correct.
And you're still the architect during this phase?
Yes, I am.
Would you please give a brief overview of the proposed site plan?
Since our last hearing, we are proposing two freestanding mixed-use buildings. First floors being professional offices, medical, dental, professional. And the upper floors, the second floor on both units, would be two one-family residences, apartments.
Could you please take us through the materials that you're proposing to use for these office buildings?
Again, since our last hearing before the board, we have refined our design. We have selected some specific exterior finished materials, which I'd like to share with the board. And I'd like to address the question or the request for solar panels. Specifically, board presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
Before you proceed, would you give us the, identify the drawings that are the current ones? We have two sets up here. Which are the current?